Hey there, Heather Gray here, aka the Lyme Boss. I'm a functional diagnostic nutrition practitioner and a certified bioenergetic practitioner. I know, it's a mouthful. I like working with fast-paced professionals who have mysterious digestive issues, right? That you feel like Violet off of Willy Wonka in the chocolate factory after you eat something because you bloat so bad and you feel like an Oompa Loompa is going to come out of the wall and roll you away, right? Or maybe you've got brain fog where you walk into a room and you don't remember why you're there and you find your keys in the refrigerator. Or maybe you've got exhaustion, fatigue. There's not even a word in the English language to describe the level of fatigue you're experiencing. None of these are normal. None of these are all issues of something bigger. Could it be undiagnosed Lyme disease and mold toxicity? I know it was with myself. And even though the name of this podcast and my business name is The Lyme Boss, this isn't just for people with Lyme disease. This is for anybody who's been diagnosed with anything. Fill in the blank, diabetes, overweight, Hashimoto's, cancer. Because when you get to the root cause of these issues, it doesn't matter what the diagnosis is. These root cause factors can be helped with every single one of the guests that I have on my show. You could learn something from every single one of these guests on my show. Before we get into that, a quick disclaimer, right? Like, I am not a licensed doctor. Do not take advice from this show without talking to somebody licensed, experienced first. You cannot hold us liable, as these are the opinions expressed on this show, not necessarily based in health facts. So just make sure that if you do hear something, you want to follow through with it, that you're, covering your butt and talking to your provider, and you can't come back and sue me and say I heard it on your show, because I'm going to say nope, there was a disclaimer. So now we can move forward, now that that legal mumbo jumbo is over. So today I'm going to be diving deeper into energizing your life, utilizing three essential health hacks for maximum vitality. Who wouldn't want maximum vitality, right? Like, how many of you folks have just kind of go through the day sluggish, marking one task off the next just so that you can, get done and get home and crash on the couch and be dead? We were meant to live vital, right? Energetic lives, not just work. And how many of us just have enough energy for work, don't actually have enough energy for our family? We don't have enough energy to play. We don't have enough energy for our friends. That's not the way that's not what we're here for, folks. And it, as a type A, professional myself, I struggled with that. The taskmaster that I had, whipping at me every time I thought I could breathe or take a break, which was part of what led to my breakdown, right? So we also become more magnetic in this life. We are able to manifest the things that we're trying to manifest in this world when we put in more time for play, when we put in a little bit more downtime, when we experience joy and gratitude, right? Like, energetically, you have a person who walks in that feels easy, breezy, joyful, and you can just feel that playfulness on them, right? Or do you got somebody else walking in a room that's heavy and it feels like they've got the weight of the world on their shoulder, right? Like, who do you want to be around? And who do you think has more magic? Who has more energy? Who has more joy? Who has more love at the end of the day, right? Better health, more prosperity, right? If you said person number one, ding, 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 you're right. So let's just jump into, most of you who know me, know I had Lyme, undiagnosed Lyme disease. I need to do the math now, because it's been a while since I've calculated these numbers. Let me take a hold on real quick. So I was 13, 43. So 30 years. So Lyme disease for over 30 years. It was undiagnosed for 27. Mold toxicity, three autoimmune disease, which is I've since reversed two. Was 100 pounds overweight and was extremely suicidal. Like, no joke, 10, 15, 20 times a day, I would think about different ways of taking myself out of this world, mostly due to the extreme brain inflammation that I had, the heavy metals, the mold toxicity. I'm kind of an extreme case, but I'm hoping to be a cautionary case, right? I tell my story and I get on these platforms is because I want to let people know what's possible. I was just a silly hairstylist. I did have a medical background before I became a functional practitioner. I was barely functioning when I went through schooling myself and started putting the pieces back together on myself. So if I can do it, I was on welfare. the majority of my adult life. You know, I prioritized my health. I prioritized me, and that's part of how I got better. So, you know, like I said, I like bringing these harder topics, right? These dark topics to light because that's when people can heal. And I hope to inspire somebody, anybody, to take charge of their own health journey. And they don't have to do it alone, right? There's so many free resources out there, and I'll get more into that later. But that was just a little bit about myself. We're gonna pause real quick for a commercial break, and then when we get back, we'll dive deeper into the three essential health hacks for maximum vitality. All right, stay tuned. Hey there. I used to not be able to drink coffee. I always reacted to it horribly. It hurt my stomach. It made me over jittery and would inflame me and cause histamine issues. But not anymore. Since I started drinking Danger Coffee by Dave Asprey. It's his next level of coffees. He's came out with Bulletproof, and now this is the next level up. So it is mold-free, toxin-free, and he infuses it with minerals and electrolytes. So unlike other coffees, they can actually pull minerals and electrolytes from your system for being because you're it's too acidic. It actually helps replenish those. And so I don't react to it at all. I get to have my Bulletproof coffee with my MCT oil and my grass-fed butter, and I don't get the jitters, I don't get the crashes, and I love how focused and energized it makes me feel. Again, non-toxic, mold-free, infused with minerals and electrolytes. I absolutely love Danger Coffee. Make sure to check out my website, thelineboss.com. Go to the resource section and get yours. Thank you. Welcome back. Hey. So, number one, let's just jump right in, right? The three essential health hacks for maximum vitality. Number one, prioritizing sleep. And I know this sounds like a duh moment, right? But really, folks, you need to be aiming for 7 to 9 hours of sleep every night. Most of you folks, if you get honest with yourself, aren't getting that. The statistics are still really high that most people are sleep deprived. Sleep is a whole nother animal on its own. There are such things called sleep hygiene, sleep habits. You know, most of us think that we should just be able to go, 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 go. And then at the end of the day, you know, lay our head down on the pillow and go to sleep. Sadly, it doesn't work that way. There's a lot of things working against us, like these white lights, blue lights, green lights, screens, temperature in the house, how much light's coming from our room, you know, electronic devices that are near us when we sleep. There are so many things that actually disrupt sleep. And then, man, when you dial that in, like right now, I'm actually dealing with a sleep apnea issue myself. And those are like the three biggest barriers to health that I tell people before I even really start working with them with Lyme. I tell them you need to rule out mold if you're living in mold, because if you're living in mold and you're trying to detox from mold, it's like my friend Dr. Bruno at Vibrant Lab says, it's like brushing your teeth and eating Oreos at the same time, right? So, got to rule out mold. You got to rule out cavitations. So that's if you've had your wisdom teeth removed, if you've had a root canal or another tooth pulled. It's some, I can't remember what it is, but it's something funky that's common practice in the dental industry that they leave something behind and then they close you up and then it causes bacteria to breed and get viruses and all kinds of other nasty infections. Now, those infections, it's so close. It's such a vascular area and it's so close to your brain that it causes a lot of brain inflammation, cognitive issues, energy issues, and it scatters the troops, right? So if you do have Lyme disease or EBV or you know the coronavirus, your troops are too scattered to really mobilize and fight off the enemy. So ruling out cavitations, and the last one is sleep apnea, right? My oxygen is dropping to 83% at night. When I sleep, and my average is like 90%. You know, so if you're not getting enough oxygen at night when you sleep, no supplement, no diet, no exercise routine in the world is going to help you overcome that, right? So this is correct. You know, I didn't snore, so I didn't realize that I had an issue with sleep apnea. I got a, it's a knockoff from the Oura Ring. It's called a Ringcon. And that's the first thing that told me that my oxygen level was dropping to 84% at night. And then I would tell people, and they're like, no, I don't think the readings are right. And then I went and had a sleep test, and I was like, oh, okay. So prioritizing sleep, getting into a good sleep hygiene. If you want more information about that, I actually have a free ebook on my website, www.thelimeboss.com. That's LYME. Start there. If you need a referral, there's some great people I know that's what they specialize is in sleep, but you really want to prioritize sleep. I was one of those horrible people back in the day that used to say, I'll sleep when I'm dead. Actually, it's like killing me so much sooner. It's aging me so much sooner. So that's a funny joke, haha. But I wouldn't keep telling it because sleep is absolutely crucial. It is a foundation of health, and really, you need to be dialing it in. Number two, a nutritious diet. So this is one of my other favorite topics to talk about. I'm always talking about food and diet, because I love car analogies because they seem to be kind of easy. Like you wouldn't put diesel into your regular car and expect it to drive properly. Same thing if you're eating a bunch of processed crap, right? Inflaming your brain, inflaming your gut, inflaming your cell membrane. So that way nutrients can't get into the cells and then toxins can't get out, right? That's going to cause some energy problems, don't you think? Looking at it at a mitochondrial point of view too, there's so much research right now in mitochondrial health and what type of nutrients, supplements, and diet are best for mitochondria health. So if we have these little energy powerhouses, we have more in our brain and our heart than other areas in our body that once those are actually pumping out enough ATP and doing their job properly, it's amazing how everything else kind of works properly, right? So diet is key, and not every diet is right for everybody. And to start off though, cutting out processed foods, become an ingredient reader, right? If you don't recognize an ingredient on the back of a box, 9 times out of 10, neither does your body, which then causes inflammation. Cutting out in known inflammatory foods, especially in the beginning, like dairy, grain, wheats, wheat, corn, are the biggies. Alcohol, make sure if you're drinking coffee, you're getting a mold-free, toxic-free coffee. I have suggestions on that on my resource center on my website. But, prioritizing your diet is absolutely crucial as well. Same thing with getting clean, clear water. We are made up of over 70% water, and sadly, the majority of the water is so contaminated these days or just dead that there's no real life force to it at all. We're chronically dehydrated. So really dialing in and prioritizing that stuff is absolutely crucial. I know doing this with the brain fog that I've had from the sleep apnea is a lot of fun, said no one ever. I'm actually going to get some more help in the next couple of weeks. We're diving deeper into it, but as of until then, I just kind of got to keep moving on, right? Pull myself up my big girl panties and keep moving forward. So what do we got? So we had talked about sleep, we talked about diet, mitochondria, crucial for ATP, for energy, getting the right kind of healthy fats in your diet. Number three, I know this seems like a no-brainer, and this is the one that a lot of people have a tough time with, is prioritizing regular exercise. And so some folks are like, well, Heather, if I'm already exhausted, how the hell am I supposed to exercise? And I get the opposite spectrum of people are like, well, I'm doing a CrossFit 2 hours a day. So there is such thing as a right amount of, it's like Goldilocks. It's the right amount of exercise as well, right? Too little, no bueno. We need to move our lymph, and it helps us detox. It helps all kinds of things by moving our body. And so sometimes it can be just as something as simple as walking daily 25, 30 minutes a day. On the opposite spectrum, you have folks that are over-exercising and causing all kinds of adrenal burnout. Stress on the body sometimes could be stress on the body. And if you have a chronic illness, that's a stress on the body. If you're over-exercising, that's a stress on the body. And so when we're trying to get better and stay better, we're trying to remove as many stressors on the body as possible. So then that way the body then can breathe and take over and do its job, right? Because it's beautiful. That's how we're wired. We're wired for balance, for health, when we get out of our way. And sadly, this lifestyle is not conducive to human health in any way, shape, or form. Between the artificial lighting, the pollution in the air, in our food, the Pollution, they're saying the indoor air is actually worse than the outdoor air in some buildings, in some homes, right? From all the plastics and carpet and crap, off-gassing. You know, it can be really daunting. And I tell my people, just take one step at a time. You know, if you can implement one new thing every 2 weeks, every month, right, then you've implemented 12 new things in a year. You know, I didn't get here overnight. You know, I started off with a really awesome water filter. Again, you can look at my resource section. I have a couple different waters that I recommend, but I started there because we're mostly water, right? It made sense to me to start off with good water. And then from there, you know, I started implementing it. Sometimes it's easier to take away some of the toxins in your environment first, you know, like upgrading. You run out of your aluminum deodorant. Next time, upgrade to an aluminum-free deodorant. You run out of your shampoo that's got perfumes and fragrance in it, and you get something that's a little bit more natural, that's not toxic without fragrance in it. You know, so it's these little steps that add up to big wins over a long time. And I know this sounds, it's like the same stuff I've been saying, and it's the truth, and it's what works. So if you want to dive deeper into how I overcame 27 years of Lyme disease, mold toxicity, reversed two autoimmune diseases, no longer suicidal, lost 100 pounds, right? I'm now running a successful business. I run two podcasts. I'm living my best life ever. I have energy all day, except for the little bit that I'm having a problem with the sleep apnea and the brain fog from the sleep apnea. Other than that, everything else is really great. But if you want to learn more on how I did that, I actually made a online course called The Foundations of Health, where I go into modules on how to lower stress in your system, right? Because how many times has your doctor told you you need to lower your stress, but they don't actually give you any tangible, you know, take home items to help you to lower your stress. I teach you some brain retraining, nervous system resetting, right? Getting your body out of fight or flight and into rest and digest. A whole section on sleep, a whole section on exercise, a whole section on food, mindfulness, a whole section on toxins and detoxifying, a whole resource section, a 7-day recipe guide, as well as an 8-video cooking series. Like, this is power packed. You know, back when I was selling it full priced, it was $5.97 easy, and people told me that I could have been charging $9.97 for it because of the amount of information. And it's not like 2-hour long videos. They're put together in about 25 minute chunks. They're easy, they're entertaining. And I can guarantee you'll learn something new from it. I guarantee you'll learn something that helps, you know, put that puzzle piece together in your own health journey, right? So I told you, normally it's $5.97. Right now it's on sale for $2.97. That's the Foundations of Health course, and it's my baby that I put out in the world, that I made, that took all the tens of thousands of dollars I spent on my education, all the tens of thousand dollars I spent on my own health journey, and continue to, right, as I'm still peeling back this onion of the sleep apnea. You know, how amazing is it to work with somebody who's been there, done that, and is also a practitioner and continues to research and learn more, you know, to help others out. So again, this course is normally $5.97. Right now it's on sale for $2.97. There'll be a link in the show notes, or you can go to my website, and it's on my website as well. It's the Foundations of Health course, but it's absolutely incredible, and you know, it's life-changing, you know. So obviously don't take it if you want to stay stuck, if you want to stay exhausted, if you want to stay reactive and bitchy, right? Overweight, autoimmune diseases, you like taking your prescriptions, then no, don't take the course. Don't take the course. But if you're finally sick of making excuses, if you finally want to take charge of your own healing journey, if you want the energy, if you want the vitality, if you want your life back, you want to play with your kids, you want to have good sex with your husband, you want to have time and energy to go, you know, have fun with your friends again, take the course, check it out. I guarantee you'll learn something new. Make sure to have a healthy day, and thanks for joining me.
Make sure to like, subscribe, and share this episode. Even if you found one little piece of inspiring nugget in it, this is how we change people's lives. This is how people get better. This is how people get hope. So please make sure that you are liking, sharing, and subscribing. Stay tuned for the next episode. You're not going to want to miss it. And while you're at it, head to my website, thelimeboss.com, and make sure you download your free video series, Real Cooking for Real Life. Learn amazing, delicious meals in 20 minutes or less. Learn why and how we cook certain things that are toxin-free, free of contaminants, and how to get a delicious, healthy meal under 20 minutes. You're not going to want to miss out. That's thelimeboss.com.